Purple makes me think of hip hop because they both have P's in them.
This one right here goes out to my homie with the drink. Nah, I mean,
he said, and this is Mason
and Candace.
And this is our segment on how hip hop affects young people during the school year.
My name is Shayla Johnson. I'm a ninth grader. I'm 14 years old, and I attend Archbishop of Pentecost.
My name's Dan Jones. I'm going to be a junior at Masterman, and I've been a member of the student union for about 2 years now.
Okay, well, my name is Fong. I'm with the Philadelphia Student Union. I am a senior at Bodine High School.
I'm Amber, and I go to campus. I live in Germantown.
So I just want to ask y'all, how does hip-hop music affect y'all during the school year?
I don't really listen to a lot of hip-hop music. The only really music I listen to Lil Wayne. Well, Lupe Fiasco, I really like it, and Kanye West. But I really don't listen to a lot of music, so it really doesn't affect me.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. It's kind of hard to answer. Well, like the hip-hop that I like to listen to like Lupe Fiasco and like Common and Talib Kweli, and some of the more, I guess you could say, like literary artists, some of the people that seem like they might be a little more well-read or whatever, or they might know a little bit more about culture and about society. And really, if like I got a paper due in a class or something, and like I need some type of inspiration or some type of something, if I can find the right hip hop song, if I can listen to the right artist, it can really give me that kind of like first spark or inspiration to help me start writing.
Nowadays, I really don't want to achieve in school. I just want to drop out sometimes. But when I was younger and I was listening to hip hop that my older brother listened to, like Run DMC and Tupac and stuff, I was listening to that, and that always inspired me in a way.
I mean, I had like A's and B's when I was younger. Now look at me,
I've kind of dropped in a way and stuff like that. Why should I be in school? Why should I be, you know, achieving? Why should I stay in school, you know?
The music, like the mainstream hip hop that I hear, it's kind of a downer. I feel like mainstream is a lot more, it encourages people to kind of steer away from education. It's more about other things that aren't as important as, you know, focusing on your schoolwork and learning and progressing the way you want to, like actually finding goals. I think that the most important thing about education is like having the time to figure out what your goals are, and I don't think like mainstream really enforces it. But I think if you listen to more conscious hip-hop, like, I don't know, like Mos Def, Talib Kweli, Erykah Badu. That's the kind of hip-hop I like. I think that that music is a lot more empowering and a lot more about, like, about something. And when I listen to that, that helps me, like, focus. And, like, you might go crazy with all the schoolwork and everything, but when you listen to something that is encouraging you to, like, do good in the world and look for problems and ask questions, that, like, makes you realize how your education is important and it can move you forward.
As a result, we realized that more conscious hip-hop artists make it easier for students to stay focused and motivated in school. Hip-hop is safe.